from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Today in Seattle. Which, real quick, they did have a baseball game right next to it because the stadiums are right next to each other. They had a baseball game right before the Seahawks game, and I think that contributed a little bit to it because there were a lot of people in Giants gear, which threw you off because you saw the orange and you thought they were Browns fans, they were Giants fans, and so I think that that contributed to it a little bit. It was packed. The stadium was like...
It sounded like it was almost full. A regular season game.
Yeah, man. Like there were a couple of spots, there were a couple of blotches up in the upper deck that was a little open, but...
Was Spencer, the baseball game early?
It was earlier,
like a 4 o'clock game, so you could probably double dip and get in for a decent price.
Yeah, like that's. But it got a lot of. Holy jeez, is it loud in here? My God, it.
I mean, that, like I said, that came through on TV. Like watching at home, it sounded like it was a regular season game.
We had a fourth down, the one where Winston overshot Jamari Thrash in the corner.
Zone. Yeah,
and it was like I was like, ooh, you can feel it here. This is loud. It keeps the sound in. They talk about how loud it is. It was a loud stadium. But either way, the Browns lost on Saturday. Kevin Stefanski was asked in the post game, well, why didn't you play Deshaun Watson?
With Deshaun, you know, just with considerations to the guys who were out on offense, not just the offensive line, but just didn't feel like it would be best to put him out there in this setting. Very, very confident in the amount of work that he's gotten to date throughout the spring and summer. He'll be ready to roll week one.
And this is basically another reasoning why.
Our guys are competitors, and like I told you guys, you always have to take all the information that comes in. And just, he's played in the preseason before, but just I felt like in this situation with the guys who are going to be unavailable, just felt like it was best for him to rest.
Could he have proven anything to anybody on Saturday? Could he have proven 216-474-0092? Could Watson have proven anything to you on Saturday? Could he have changed your mind on Saturday? Could he have done any of that? Is there any? Because I'm not defending the lead up to it. I'm not defending telling people on Monday before the Vikings game that he was going to play the next Saturday against Seattle. I don't think it was handled as well as it should have been handled. I don't think that anything should have been said on any of this stuff, because then the next week when you hear about general soreness, then you get worried about it. And I think a lot of people rightfully so, because if he can't play, how am I supposed to calm anybody down? Because if he can't play, we're not going anywhere. I can't expect lightning to strike twice here. And so a lot of people are looking for any sort of a reason to get excited about his play. And I think a lot of people, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that he is not going to play, and he's not going to play exceptionally well, and that there's going to be a problem with this. But I don't think that Saturday would have proven anything to anybody.
No, and I late in the week I was saying that too. Like, is 15 plays estimating 15 plays. I don't know. I forget how many plays Jameis ended up sort of playing with the ones in totality, even though it wasn't really the ones. It was like a shell of the ones, because I think only like five guys or three guys, whatever, played.
Yes.
But yeah, like I don't think that 15 to 20 plays is going to be the difference between Deshaun starting guns ablaze in week one and starting slow like he kind of did last year. Do the reps help? Of course, from a standpoint of like getting the game speed and all that. But I'm with you where I think people kind of were going into the season with their expectations for Deshaun anyway. And I don't know that Saturday would have changed things. Now, that said, I do think fans, especially Browns fans, they look for those little nuggets to get excited about, and they want a reason to be excited about this team. I think they want a reason to be excited about Deshaun and still believe that he's that guy. So had he played, and had he played well, say he leads like two touchdown drives, I think that would have, even though people wouldn't have probably used it as like the end-all be-all, I think it would have maybe flipped something where people could kind of sit back and say, okay, well, he looked pretty good in those series. Maybe the offense is going to be okay. Would have given him a little bit of better feeling about maybe the direction things are going to go when the season starts.
216-474-0092. Could Watson have proven anything to you personally by him playing on Saturday? The only thing I think that he could have proven at all was that, and this is becoming a harder narrative, and Owen, I think you're champing at the bit over there. Let me say this first, though, because maybe you're thinking the same thing I am. The only thing I think it could have done was proven to people that he definitely wants to play. Yeah. It's becoming a harder and harder thing for me to defend. Like, after the preseason, I can't say anything else. Like, I believe he wants to be out there. I believe he wants... Football players like to play football, and I believe that he wants to be out there playing football, and he understands... I think he is acutely aware of the criticism that's thrown his way. I think he does care as much as he said he didn't in the early part of the preseason about caring about any of the criticism that's there. I do not think that's true at all. I think he does care about that.
I think the fact that he reacted the way he did tells
you
he cares.
And I think that it bothers him. But after now that the preseason is over and we're getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys, like that all goes out the window. So if there's frustration, if there's rust, which that's something people definitely do not want to hear about whatsoever.
I'm expecting it's going to be a slow start for him, but I can't use the rust thing anymore. Like we've done that 2 years in a row. We just watched Joe Flacco last year rise from the ashes off his couch and come out and like start slinging it his first week he was playing in like week 12 of the season.
Well, there could be rust. It's just not going to be understandable. You don't have time. There's no time for it. So
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He could go out there and be rusty against Dallas in two weeks.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But that's not going to matter to anybody.
I'm not going
to
sit here and like let that be an excuse for him, though. Like if he makes it an excuse, fine, I guess, whatever. But like I'm just not accepting that anymore.
Owen?
No, I think he could have proved that he was ready to play. I don't think he has to look crisp and, you know, every pass being sharp and every pass on target. But I think there's a lot to read into the body language of after a drive. Not only, and part of that is the does he want to play factor, right? But so you can see if a drive doesn't go the way he wanted to, how does he react coming off the field? How are we seeing him on the sideline shots? And what's he doing in between series? But I think part of it, just to calm down it's been since, what, November of last year?
Yeah.
That
mid-November.
We've seen him, that we've actually seen him on a football field playing a football game. And I think it would have done a lot just to make people go, okay, he's at least ready to go week one, and we're not going to get the whole, three and out. Well, my bad, the first two or three series are going to take me a minute to get back into it type of thing.
That's the only thing I could have thought about, but I think that anybody who thinks that he's not a good quarterback anymore It is not going to play well.
Yeah, it's not going to change.
I don't think any of those minds are going to be changed over that game on Saturday. 216-474-0092. Frank in Gatesville, you're first up on the Fan.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Frank.
It's not that I don't think he's a good quarterback. Huh? It's that I don't know if he's a good quarterback any longer, because when I've watched him play, he looks uncomfortable. And that's what I wanted to see on Saturday. I guess he's ready to go. According to Coach Stefanski, he's ready to go. So I don't expect to see any rust.
Frank, everybody's calls are breaking
everybody
up.
Everybody driving in the same
place? What the hell's going on with the cell phones?
Well, if you look at the overcast right now, the five-day forecast and the barometric
pressure. It's 2024. What the hell? 216-474-0092.
Come on.
The only thing I could take
Give
away from
six.
That, I wanted to keep Frank, that's why I'm so upset that the phone call broke up, is if he would have played on Saturday and checked all those boxes that Frank was just talking about, would that have changed his mind at all for the regular season? Like, I think a lot of people already have their ideas of how he's going to play. And if you don't know, you're probably going to skew towards the negative, because if you don't know, yeah. If I don't know, how do I expect you to play to such a high level? That's only on hope, and that's only on something that you can't see. So we're not talking about that type of faith. I'm saying, what can I actually prove? Well, if he were out there, then I still think a lot of people would have said, well, it's a vanilla defense. You're not going to really see a whole bunch. What are you going to get from that? There's not going to be nothing from it. So I think that people's preconceived notions are already further than what anything he could have proven on Saturday. So now I just have to wait. And Spencer, there's no conversation. You mentioned it. There's no conversation about rust. I can mention rust, but that it's just not an excuse. There's no excuse about not knowing the offense. There's no excuse about the offensive line. There's plenty of guys who got to go out there with tattered offensive lines or offensive lines that aren't as good as what they previously were. Hey, just got to get rid of the ball quicker. You're going to have to move the ball down the field and get rid of the ball quicker, and you're going to have to use everything that you have to get a win with this football team every single Sunday that you do it, because you are going to be judged solely, and it looks more and more for Deshaun Watson. His career hangs in the balance based on this season. His money's taken care of, clearly, but how he's seen by this fan base, by the NFL populace, the fans in general, a lot of that hinges on what's coming this season.
Well, and I think, like, this is why the conversation, we kind of tell on ourselves as fans a little bit here. Like, Frank kind of did this a little bit, where it's like, he says he wanted to see Deshaun go out there and operate the offense well and play. But that's assuming he's going to do those things. If he doesn't do those things, and the reason I say I think the fan base kind of tells on itself, like you said, Ken, people would have been calling in the day like, well, this is all going to go to hell. The offense sucks. Deshaun sucks. He's never going to get back to that quarterback he was. Like, those are the calls we're taking if he doesn't play well in a preseason game. And like Owen brings up, like, he could have at least proved that he wants to be out there. I agree with that. But even you said, Owen, like, he throws a couple passes, even if they're not great passes. I still think people would have read into that and been like, well, this guy just sucks. Even if it's the preseason, it's like, oh, well, they're not really going against the defense, and he still can't complete the passes. So I do think, like, there was more to lose for him than actually to gain. And
I haven't seen him bow or snap a towel. Sorry, whatever we're actually calling the thing he does with the towel. But I'd like to see it with footballs on the field. I don't even care if he completes it or not.
That's fair. I think if you have, like, a level-headedness to how he's progressing and coming back, I think that's fair. But I think there's a lot of fans who are just like, They're looking at everything. And any
We're
little
past
thing
level does, headedness
right,
with
yeah,
Deshaun
exactly,
Watson.
Exactly. That's what Cleveland I mean. Like Browns. There's a lot of people who are like, he does one thing wrong. I'm so out on him already that I'm just gonna pile on.
216-474-0092. Could Watson have proven anything to you on Saturday? I say no. I say there's nothing that he could have done. I don't care if he would have thrown for two touchdowns. I think that there's nothing that he could have done that would have proven anything different to anybody out there. If you're a lover or you're a hater, I don't think it would have changed anybody's mind, good or bad, depending on what he would have done in that game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.